Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11, letter number 3447, Baruch Hashem, the fifth day of the year, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. And in this case, it's almost similar to the previous case. He says that a lot of people are asking him questions about the specific traditions of Chabad. You know, it's different and. So Rebbe says something interesting over here. As far as question goes, the Zohar says, and it's quoted in the Holy Letters of the Tanya, that every time there is a question, questions come from the side of the negative. Generally, as far as the revealed part of Torah and the inner part of Torah, as the Alter Rebbe discusses over there, the revealed part of Torah is always questions and answers. You ask a question and you give an answer back and forth. It's a give and take. It's a discussion, and there is a analysis, and there is, but the Kabbalah or the Chassidus, that's the Zohar, that's sort of straightforward. There's no questioning, there's nobody challenging, there's nobody questioning, there is just basically the teachings. So at the Alter Rebbe explains, this would be the difference why anytime questions comes from the other side, meaning, you know, people are questioning, that's already sort of a block, you know, trying to raise an obstacle. So first of all, the Rebbe says, you know, generally questions come from the negative side, from the other side, but especially, the Rebbe says, this is an addition to the saying that it says, "Stam makshin." That person just asks question, is ignorant, you know, is not brought there and brings this thither. So the Rebbe says, what am I trying to say over here? We see vividly, there's a lot of people that just like to challenge, they just like to throw questions on you. In other words, they already decided that they're not happy. Sometimes even less than unhappy, they're objecting. They don't like something. And then they're trying to find an excuse what to blame it on. Oh, they're saying, Chabad, because you do this, because they are unhappy and they have made up their mind. And in order to justify their unhappiness or what they made up their mind, they will find reason to hang it over that. So the Rebbe says, if you do answer, let's say, one detail, so then you're going to trouble them to go find another issue and some other excuse. And the Hebrew, it's called amasla. Amasla is an excuse. The word amasla stands for emes lo. It's not true. Emes lo, which means they're just looking. So if you answer one thing, there'll be another thing. So the Rebbe says, when you decide, the Chassidim will decide, and also those who have influence in their communities, especially, you decide that Lubavitch is good. And this would be with the strength, with force, to the at least the same extent as the other one's unhappiness. So you have the people going around and trying to question and challenge. But the Rebbe says, you need to be sure and you need to fully go with that Lubavitch is good. So then even a little bit of light pushes away lots of darkness. As, you know, Rebbe implies here, it's the insecurity of the Chabad people that they get like flustered if somebody's asking them, challenging them. But the Rebbe says, if you wouldn't be, if you be strong at least as the other person is strong in his questions. So the Rebbe says, even a little light pushes away a lot of darkness in. But as the Rebbe says, when the other side sees a weakness, he sees, that the people are sort of low of spirit and improper humility, making themselves, we shouldn't maybe do this, why are we different? They detect, the opponents detect a lack of self-security or confidence. They feel that. So this, if they sense that you're not really sure what you're doing, this causes a raising and blowing up, blowing themselves up of those who oppose. So I get that. So basically, the Rebbe is saying, if you stay strong, then they won't challenge you. But there's no point in trying to answer each question, because as soon as you answer one, they'll have another question, and you see they're made up their mind and they're just looking for the question to justify what they want to do. So the Rebbe says, if you go with your head high up and you're confident, secure, so this will automatically push away all the negativity, as opposed to if you go around Bebe, you're down. So that gives them reason to be opposing and challenging. And the Rebbe blesses him to give good news in all of the above.
I just want to
saying is, some of the reasons that they're doing that is because they feel that you're not secure. And the Rebbe says, if you would be secure, then they would not bombard you with questions or challenge you. And the Rebbe blessed him for good news and all the above. Yeah.